you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, July 22nd, 2019. Wow, a high octane weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot's going on. How about with you?
Oh, always.
Always, yes. High octane days, a lot of great things, a lot of good interviews coming this week. In fact, tomorrow I can't wait to have this author on the phone lines with us. His name is Steve Robinson. He's the author of a new book that I couldn't put down. In fact, I was up many a late night preparing for the interview for tomorrow. It's called Covert Cows and Chick-fil-A. Yeah, Covert Cows and Chick-fil-A, How Faith, Cows, and Chicken Built an Iconic Brand. Hmm. And Steve Robinson, he's the former chief marketing officer of Chick-fil-A. I think he worked with them for 30-plus years. I absolutely love the book. It's so encouraging, God-honoring, yet a lot of helpful information and tips about hiring people and teamwork and the marketing. Those of you that have watched any of those Chick-fil-A commercials or seen the signs with the cow always saying,
eat
more chicken. Yeah. And so it's a very fun book, and I've really been blessed by it. So Lord willing, we'll have him over the phone lines tomorrow to talk about this book. And it'll be Testimony Tuesday, so it'll be some of his life journey and his faith walk. So.
Well, you're really turning into a book person, Mark.
Well, I've had some windows of time, and while Holly's been on vacation, it's going to be a lot of evenings and points in time where I can just sit and read.
Well,
so,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, the other book, I can't wait to schedule that interview. Yeah. More to say about the St. Peter's Principle, but
for sure.
That's going to be another great book. It's a life changer for me. But today, on Memorization Monday, this is our 21st week, another great verse, and a special guest. We've had her in the studio before. We've talked about her a lot because she's serving the Great News Radio listeners, the Prime Lifetimes readers, in a number of ways.
Yes, she
wears a lot of caps. Very gifted, bright, sharp. She was formerly one of the editors of the Prime Lifetimes papers.
She was. When I took on the editorship, she was the first person I sent an email to.
And talked with and was influenced by.
She's
been a count representative for the Prime Lifetimes. And we also have you in the capacity of, what was that special title? Because you're like with events and gatherings and PR?
Community Engagement Specialist.
Yes. And PR Specialist. And
I like that.
Very gifted in a lot of ways. I've been blessed many times to drive to Danville or meet up with Nancy and her cohort or her good friend Cindy Guthrie, who also writes from the Prime Lifetimes.
Yeah, she does.
Those of you who have heard me talk, gosh, I'm talking really fast. I have so much to fill in and talk about.
You are talking fast today.
I know, I got to slow down
a little. It's Monday. A lot of people, they're in a calm state, kind of like, I got to go down to work, you know, and you're just charged up.
Wired. I am wired. But Nancy is involved in a special, I don't know if you call it a ministry, a project where she loves engaging with the seniors. It's Royal, right?
Right. Rest of Your Awesome Life.
Rest of Your Awesome Life. And you've heard me talk about Taste of Retirement, putting on some kind of seminar or workshop or gathering to really inform and engage and ignite the seniors that this is an exciting time to be alive, that there's a lot that you can do and be involved in. And, and so we're going to talk a little about that in just a minute. And so Nancy Brain has a specialty in serving seniors in this way. Being a senior yourself with a lot of life, loves to dance. And, I'll let Marianne give maybe some introductions too. But on this Memorization Monday, I'm going to try to slow down a little. I'm a little excited. But our verse is John 14:1. And so this is the 21st verse, the 21st week that we've engaged with a verse each and every week. And this one is, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. And that me is capitalized because these are the words of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And he's basically telling and stating, do not be troubled. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. trust in me, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, the representative of God. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So trusting in Jesus is trusting in God. And yet they're distinctly different, yet they're one. You know, that's one of those mysteries where there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But Jesus is stating, trust in me. And when we place our trust in Jesus, everything changes and our hearts are no longer troubled. Yes, we have concerns. Yes, things go wrong. Yes, there are problems in life. But we can be settled knowing that God has our best interest in mind, that there's an eternal perspective to have, and that as we walk through our days with the mindset that we can trust in Jesus and trust our lives to Him, things will go well. And so that's a great verse. Let's say it all together, or let's read it one more time together. John 14:1, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Woo. Well, Nancy, you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. You attend a church. You trust in God. And you acknowledge the fact that seniors can have a vibrant, interesting, fun, and fulfilling retirement time.
Absolutely.
So that's a little transition. How do you see this taste of retirement and some of your and Cindy Guthrie's expertise being something that our listeners should engage in or be a part of or attend as we plan out a Taste of Retirement gathering in the next month or two?
I think it's like a portal where you can try a few things without committing yourself to 6 weeks, 12 weeks, a year, monetary or physically, anything. You can find new things that you didn't think you were going to be interested in, mm-hmm, that pique your interest, and you can find things that you just thought you would love that maybe when you actually have a hands-on experience, you find out you don't love it. And it's just, try it out. Try it out a little bit.
Now, is there a mindset or a shift or for somebody that's maybe nearing retirement or currently retired and they're like, it's not what I expected. Now my husband's always home and that's so different, or I expected this to go on and it's not happening. I feel trapped or lost. So what are some tips or things people should be thinking about as we give them a little taste of retirement over the radio now?
Well, it's not a new thing. Retirement isn't a new thing. You've had all different kinds of new phases to your life. You went through, young adulthood, then you were married, had no children maybe, and then here come the children. And then that's a different shift. And then you're empty nesters, but you're still working. And retirement is just another one of those phases of your life. But you've had to adapt to all these other phases. Retirement may be a little different because you're leaving all of your schedule, all of your social life that you've known behind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you have to forge ahead and you have to reform your life. But you need to do it having fun, engaging your mind and keeping your body active and healthy and meeting new people.
Right. So it's important to maybe sometimes get out of that comfort zone of just staying home and being alone and taking some risks, because there's true benefits getting out and learning and being active and engaged.
Right. And, there's a saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just because I like something, maybe my friends don't. So am I going to not enjoy that because I don't know anybody there? No, I'll go out and make friends in this area. Still keep the old, make new friends, but keep the old. One's silver and one's gold. You have to expand your horizon. Even at this time of your life, you have to keep expanding your horizon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like what you said, that it's not any different than all the other phases. It's just a different phase.
Yeah, and a lot of people think, mm-hmm, this is a whole different world. Well, not really. You've
right.
adapted to all these other different shifts in your life.
Right. You went to your first day of high school.
Right.
You know
Absolutely.
How it is.
Absolutely. But people put retirement here,
yeah,
and they think it's something, know-all, be-all, and sometimes you're disappointed because it's not.
Well, you and Cindy both make retirement seem like a very energetic, kind of active, let's get out and do some things, meet some people. But I know some people aren't as able to meet other people and meet new people. What would
right.
you say to them?
I think everybody's able to.
Okay.
I think everybody is able to. I just don't think that they're able to take that second step. They might take the first step out the door, but they need somebody to go with them to take the second step. And then once they get there,
I like that.
They will branch off, they'll explode and just have a great time.
They just need a friend.
And I think what you and Cindy are able to do is you engage the people to think outside of their box, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You challenge them. If you really like something, why don't you try it? And I think one of the workshops or one of the maybe special fairs or seminars we're going to hold will be allowing people maybe being introduced to the culinary arts or painting or dancing, like you love to dance, ballroom dancing.
Right.
But somebody might not naturally say, yeah, I'm going to sign up for 8 weeks without a trial run or a test. And so we're thinking of putting on some kind of fair that would allow people to be exposed to maybe somebody that's proficient or does this, or maybe it's woodworking. And so we have an individual that runs a workshopping business or something set up here. And so one of the things that you've done, because you're very active and you're not in retirement at all, because I know some of the businesses and the many things you're dealing with, but you want people to stay engaged. And Dr. Bill Gingold used to always say that cognitive thinking, getting your mind, exposed to different things, and whether it's games or activities or events or just dialogue with others. Now, you're very personable, but somebody tuned in is like, oh, I'm not like Nancy. I can't just go and show up. How do you coach or convince them that this is a good thing? Yeah, you might be a little timid initially, but you're going to find other people are just like you, and get engaged and make some friends, and then that starts making a big difference, right?
It does, because the more people you expose yourself to, or me expose myself to, just because they're strangers when you first meet them, they're friends just waiting to happen, and you're going to click with some of them, it's just going to expand all of the best of you.
Well, in your different workshops and things that you do, you've helped a lot of people. That's what I hear.
Thank you. I hope so.
Yeah.
Cindy has. Cindy.
Oh,
well, Cindy.
You too.
Yeah. Do you want to say something about Cindy? She's not here, but we're going to have you both back at some point to talk about some of the specifics, and maybe we'll set forth the date of a special gathering here at the Great News Radio Center, which will include dessert or something. We'll work that all out. But
well,
it's going
I
to be.
I hope so. I'm still waiting.
Yeah,
we talked about
right.
that a few weeks ago.
Yeah. It's going to be entitled Taste of Retirement, and we're going to have a sign-up form so we can kind of plan food and the arrangements, and you guys have some fun activities. I mean, Cindy is a hoot. She had, 30 or 40 years of experience with human resources, so you're like a really good tag team, so brag up your partner.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is just amazing. When you come in, she engages you the minute you walk in the door, and she makes it fun.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize all the things you're learning about yourself until you get about halfway through, and then she shows you what insights you have come on your own to realize, and that you can implement them.
Right.
And you can make retirement go better, be more fun, more active, that you didn't know when you came in the door.
Well, we were talking before the program, and you were just saying sometimes people realize during one of the workshops, like, they want to travel the world. That's been a dream. And Cindy kind of tells them, well, if you can't do that right now, you could take the great courses, and study it and learn about different countries, and that's pretty cool.
Right. Not everything we want to do is feasible or practical, but certainly, like you know, there's books, and that's one of the outlets. You could be a member of a book club.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I love to read. If I say that to some of my friends, they don't like to read.
Right. Right.
But they like to do things I don't feel that is my passion. But you can all be friends and, be social and engage with each other and have a great time.
I like that.
In case you just tuned in, we have Nancy Brain as a part of our Memorization Monday. Nancy writes for the Prime Life Times. Actually, your cohort, your friend Cindy Guthrie, she's also a content contributor.
Yes.
You have a special work that's called ROYAL. I love that, which stands for Rest of Your Awesome Life. And
yeah, I like that.
You and Cindy and others are all about living well in the later years of your life, being active, involved, engaged. You dance, you teach,
right.
You're an instructor still, right?
Ballroom dancing, is that right?
In fact, a little sneak preview, another thing we're working behind the scenes, but we're trying to put together a special dance night with a band. that's going to be happening in Danville.
Yes.
We're working out the logistics in the evening, maybe a Wednesday night.
Right.
It's going to be in a month or two. We're working out specifics, but if you live in and around Danville or you can drive, tell us what that evening might look like.
It is going to be great, and we're going to have a band that plays all different venues, and it's going to be a lot of country dancing, a lot of line dancing, boots and jeans if you want, and just active.
So a lot of fun.
It'll be
in Danville. It'll be nice accommodations,
yes.
A very small cover charge, I think. We'll see how we'll work it out, maybe even a free event sponsored by Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. But this is one of the things Nancy has brought to this radio ministry is a lot of ideas. She follows up immediately. She takes the initiative, which is something that just...
That's your language.
Yeah, that's my language. I get wired and fired up. I just think so many of our listeners can benefit. And you might think, gosh, I haven't danced in a long time. My partner's with the Lord, you know. Will there be others? How will this work? It will be a fun evening.
Everyone will
be welcome. There'll be some instruction on how to dance.
Yeah.
Some of those things like you have people with the line dancing. It's like a group activity. It'll be a fun event. I wouldn't attend if it's not going to be fun and engaging and something that you'll benefit. So be listening for some of those specifics in the days ahead.
One thing I like about you, Nancy, is that even though you have all this energy and people listening might think, oh, my goodness, she's just this go-getter, which you are, but you're a realist. I remember that the first time I talked to you about retirement and growing older, you're absolutely a realist. There's no qualms about talking about physical slowdown in some ways and various things. And I think that's really healthy. You're not living in la-la land. You're very much a realist.
Your mind can still be 17, but you've got to realize that your body is 70.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's right.
You have to come to grips with it. If you don't come to grips with the fact that you can't do things as fast as you used to, you're going to be depressed.
Right. Well, I think of it, she comes to mind. In fact, I communicated with her briefly last week. Dolly Redden, I think she's in Danville. I heard her radio spot, her voice over the air. I'm 92. She's like 96 now. And I think last year at her birthday, her 95th birthday, she was on a motorcycle, took a picture. I don't know if she went for a motorcycle ride, but very engaged and healthy and active and still working on journaling and writing a book. And it's like, wow, Dolly, if you know, we can be that way or thinking that way in our 90s, what a blessing. And many of you know the fact that if you volunteer for Great News Radio, God ensures you long life. I've had Max Norman, you know, and Daryl Stalter and Pete Springer and Herb the Radio Servant. They all volunteered for many, many years and lived into their late 80s and 90s.
Oh, there's so
and,
much that could be said
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, so, But all those guys and others are just models of finishing well, staying active. And Nancy, you still run some various businesses and are engaged, but that's one way of staying healthy and using your gifts, your abilities, your talents to bless others.
Thank you.
So I really appreciate that. And, you know, I'd ask our listeners to be praying up this Taste of Retirement, the form it'll take. It'll obviously be a gathering or two. But we think of maybe some day trips where we can drive up to Chicago or an overnight in Branson or some various things where it takes on kind of a ministry arm where we, through the radio ministry and the Prime Life Times paper, can help coordinate these activities and these interesting things for people to gather and to fellowship and to make new friends, lasting, lifelong friends, to have a meal together, break bread, and discuss various topics. I just think there's so much value in bringing people together, and this radio ministry and the Prime Life Times paper, I think, can be on the forefront of doing this. And you and Cindy are very gifted and have some talents in hosting these things and figuring out future day trips. I know our trip to Washington, D.C. coming up in October, we filled that in just over a month or so, and I think we still have 10 or 12 on a waiting list. But I think there will be some other trips that can be safe and well-organized and affordable. And for those that have the resources and the abilities, I think it can be fun and a learning experience. And I think you and Cindy can be really key to the development of this ministry arm of Great News Radio. So I would ask our listeners to be praying that up. And maybe we're scratching where you itch. You're thinking, you know, I would like to be engaged in some of these things or travel or some workshops or the special fair that I think is going to take some time, but invite some talented people or business owners that have some expertise in these areas, like yoga, where somebody says, I'm not sure about stretching or something. I don't want to sign up for a six-week or an eight-week course for $100 or $200. I'd like to have a little sampling or what it would look like.
Right.
And so this fair would give people the ability to come out, to talk with people, to find out, is it something that they could do? I know you have a whole listing of different things. You know, maybe we bring in a master gardener that will talk on that subject, and people would say, oh, I'd love to learn more, but I don't know where to start. Or maybe it's some exercises. You know, I have this handicap or this situation. What's wise? What can I do? You know, what are the best methods or means to stretch? Or maybe I could be a part of a mentoring project. Or where do I start? Where do I go with that? Or golf or tennis, you know, is that something I can still do? Or paddleball, I think, is something many people are involved in. Ping pong, hey, I have a lot of seniors that play me with ping pong. Hey, I see them out there playing now. There's a couple of players. So be praying up just how God would use this taste of retirement and some of these other things, the travel, as another way of serving you, our Great News Radio listeners and our Prime Lifetimes readers. And I don't know, I'm very excited, Nancy, how God has called you and Cindy to partner with us and bring some of that royal rest of your awesome life so that our seniors and those that are tuned in can feel like, oh, there is great value in this retirement time, that it can be awesome.
And fun.
And awesome and fun and engaging and positive. So I look forward to how that'll work out in the days ahead. And thank you for having the vision and partnering with us, how it'll work out in the days ahead. And we'll get you and Cindy in here to talk some more about Taste of Retirement. And we'll set that up in the next couple months. And the dance with the special band in Danville, be listening for further details. These things all kind of happen really quick. And I'm on board for that, Nancy.
Great.
So we'll see how the radio ministry can be a part of that. So exciting times here at the Great News Radio Center, and we covet and appreciate your prayers. And on this Memorization Monday, we thank you, Nancy, for being available and driving
thank
in from
you.
Danville and
yes.
being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. It's the Monday edition, so once again, we have our special Bible verse. This is the 21st verse. It's John 14:1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Do not let your hearts be troubled, listener. God loves you. He has a plan and purpose for your life. He values you. He created you. You are distinctly different. He wouldn't have made this universe without you. That's why you exist, for no other reason. Well, certainly to bring him glory, to get to know him, but he does care for you. Trust in him. Trust in God and also in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and your life will flourish and go better this very day. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Nancy Brain with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Lifetimes. God bless you. Have a great day and night.